Welcome, the Dweller of the Dark. We are a channel honoring the yellowed and blackened bones of many prominent authors. We will be digging up several obscure, strange, and forgotten authors who influenced many of the great horror, science fiction, and fantasy writers to date. Comment below if you like. If you have authors that you'd like to see recognized, list them in the comments or contact our author page. Subscribe for more tales of the horrifying, obscure, strange, and forgotten. We'll have quite a collection climbing out of the tombs. If you like any of our tales, comment, ring the bell, and crush the like button below. Unknown Horror Masters, the Skull and Bones collection has risen from the grave. More beasts to be released soon. Find us on Fiverr to raise 7 kinds of hell. Check out our other stories and our websites. YouTube, BitChute, Rumble, Dweller of the Dark. Official website, dwellerofthedark.com. Kindle Vella, new serialized novels and novelette. Weekly new episodes. Check out links below for Where the Wolf Dwells, The Curious Death of Dionysus Chenault. Our books and ebooks are on Kindle Amazon. Follow, support us on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, Bandcamp. Dweller of the Dark. Children of Horror. Legion of Ghouls. Tonight, we celebrate Halloween with a special Robert Burns poem. This is Scotland's most haunted poem, Tam O'Shanter. First published in 1791 in Antiquities of Scotland. This one should bring you into the Halloween spirit. Enjoy. Tam O'Shanter by Robert Burns. When Chapman Billies leave the street and drouthy neighbors meet, as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, while we sit boosting at the nappy and getting full and uncool happy, we think now on the lane Scots miles, the mosses, waters, slaps, and stiles that lie between us and our hame. While sits our sulky sullen dame, gathering her brows like gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. This truth find honest Tam O'Shanter, as he fray ere a night did canter, old ere when ne'er a town surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. O Tam, hadst thou but been say wise, and ta'en thy ain wife Kate's advice, she told thee weel thou was a skellum, a blitherin', blustering, drunken blellum, that fray November till October, a market day thou was na sober, that ilka meddler wit the miller, thou sat as lang as thou had silla, that every night was cat a shoe, the smith and thee get roaring full on, that at the Lord's house, even on Sunday, thou drink with Kirkton Jean till Monday. She prophesied that late or soon thou would be found deep drowned in Doon, or catched with warlocks in the murk by Alloway's old haunted kirk. Ah, gentle dames, it gars me greet to think how moany counsel sweet, how moaning lengthened sage advices, the husband free, the wife despises. But to our tale, a market night, Tam had got planted unco right, passed by an ingle, pleasing finely, with reaming swats that drank divinely, and at his elbow, suitor Johnny, his ancient, trusty, drouthy crony. Tam lured him like a vera breather. They had been fool for weeks, the gaither. The night drave on with sangs and clatter, and the ale was growing better. The landlady and Tam grew gracious with secret favors, sweet and precious. The suitor told his queerest stories. The landlord's laugh was ready chorus. The storm without might rear and rustle. Tom did not mind the storm a whistle. Care, mad to see a man say happy, even drowned himself among the nappy. A bee's flea, ham with ladies or treasure, the minutes winged their way with pleasure. Kings may be blessed, but Tam was glorious, o'er the ills or life victorious. But pleasures are like poppies spread. You seize the flower, its bloom is shed, or like the snowfalls in the river, a moment white, then melts forever. Or like the Borealis race, that flit ere you can point their place. Or like the rainbow's lovely form, evanishing amid the storm. Nay, man can tether time or tide. The hour approaches, Tam moan ride. That hour, oh night's black arch, the key stain. That dreary hour he mounts his beast in, and sigh a night he tacks the road in, as never poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as twad blawn its last, the rattling showers rolls on the blast, the speedy gleams the darkness swallowed, loud, deep, and lang the thunder bellowed, that night a child might understand. The dale had business on his hand. Will mounted on his gray mare make a better never lifted leg. Tam scalped on throw dub and mire, despising wind and rain and fire, whiles holding fast his good blue bonnet, whiles crooning over some old Scots sonnet, whiles glowering round with prudent cares, lest bogles catch him unawares. Kirk Alloway was drawing nigh, where Gaist and Hoolitz nightly cry. By this time, he was crossed the ford, where, in the snow, the chapmen smored, and past the Burks and Meikle Stane, where, drucken, Charlie Brack's neck bane, and through the winds and by the cairn, where hunters fanned the murdered baron. And near the thorn, aboon the well, where Mungo's mither hanged hersel. Before him Doon pours all his floods. The Dublin storm roars through the woods. The lightnings flash from pole to pole. Near and more near the thunders roll. When, glimmering through the groaning trees, Kirk Alloway seemed in a bleeze. Through Ilka Bor the beams were glancing, and loud resounded mirth on dancing. Inspiring bold John Barleycorn, what dangers thou canst make us scorn? We tippenny, we fear nay evil. With Uskabay, we'll face the devil. The swat say ringed in Tammy's noodle. Fair play, he cried, na dales a boodle. But Maggie stood right sair astonished, till by the heel and hand admonished, she ventured forward on the light, and wow, Tam saw an uncouth sight. Warlocks and witches in a dance, nay cotillion, Brent new, fray France, but hornpipes, jigs, strathspeys, and reels, but life and metal in their heels. A Winnock bunker in the east, there sat old Nick, in ship or beast, a towsy tyke, black, grim, and large. To guide them, music was his charge. He screwed the pipes and got them skirl, till roof and rafters a did dirl. Coffins stood round like open presses that shawed the dead in their last dresses, and by some devilish cantrape slight, each in its cold hand held a light, by which heroic Tom was able to note upon the halic table a murderer's veins in gibbet errands to our spangling we unchristian barons. A thief new cutted fray the rig with his last gasp his gab did gape. Five tomahawks with blood red rusted, five scimitars with murder crusted, a garter which a babe had strangled, a knife a father's throat had mangled, whom his ain son or life bereft, the gray hairs yet stack to the heft, with mare or horrible and awful, which even to name would be unlawful. As Tommy glowered, amazed and curious, the mirth and fun grew fast and furious. The piper loud and louder blew, the dancers quick and quicker flew. They reeled, they set, they crossed, they clicked, till Ilka Garland swat and reek it, and coosed her duddies to the wark, and linked at it in her sark. Now Tom, oh Tom, had they been queens, or plump and strapping in their teens, their socks instead o' greasy flannin', then snaw white, 1700 linen. Here breeks, o' mine, my only pair, that aunts were blush, o' good blue hair. I wad hae gin them af e hurdies, for a blink o' the bonny birdies. But withered beldams, old and droll, rig woody hags wad speen a foal, loping and flinging on a crummock. I wonder didna turn thy stomach. But Tom kinned what was what fool brolly. There was a winsome wench and Wally that night enlisted in the corps, laying after kinned on Carrick's shore. For mony a beast too dead she shot, and perished mony a bony boat, and shook baith meikle corn and bear, and kept the countryside in fear. Her cutty suck o' paisley horn, that while a lassie she had worn, in longitude though sorely scanty, it was her best, and she was vaunty. Ha! Little kinned thy reverend granny, that sark she coughed for her wee nanny. What twa pund Scots, twas of her riches. Wad ever graced a dance of witches? But here my muse, her wing mourn cower, sick flights are far beyond her power, to sing how nanny lap and flang, a supple jad she was and strang, and how Tom stood like ain bewitched, and thought his very een enriched. Even Satan glowered and fidged full fain, and hotched and blew with might and main. The first a caper signed a nither, tempted his reason, the gither, and roars out, "Weel done, cut a sark!" And in an instant all was dark, and scarcely had he Maggie rallied, when out the hellish legion sallied. As bees biz out with angry fike, when plundering herds assail their bike, as open pussies, mortal foes, when pop, she starts before their nose, as eager runs the market crowd, when "Catch the thief!" resounds out loud. So Maggie runs, the witches follow, with Moni and Eldridge, screech and hollow. "Ah, Tam! Ah, Tam! Thou'll get thy fairin! In hell they'll roast thee like a heron! In vain thy Kate awaits thy comin! Kate soon will be a woeful woman! Now do thy speedy utmost, Meg, and win the keystain of the brig! There at them thou thy tail may toss, a running stream they dare not cross, but ere the keystain she could make, the fint a tail she had to shake. For Nanny far before the rest, hard upon noble Maggie pressed, and flew at Tom with furious ettle. With little wist she Maggie's mettle. A spring brought aft her master hail, but left behind her angry tail. The carlin caught her by the rump, and left poor Maggie scarce a stump. Now, while this tale o' truth shall read, ilk man and mother's son, take heed. Whene'er to drink you are inclined, or cutty sarks run in your mind, think ye may buy the joys o'er dear. Remember Tam O'Shanter's mere. Thank you for listening. Have a happy Halloween!